You're now tuned into the Hustlers Lounge podcast, hosted by King Mar.
Niggas acting like I own my own shit. She wanna hold something, she can hold a nigga dick. Tell me where the fuck was you when I was tryna beat that case. Fuck up on my face, cheap money, drop the bass. Nigga, I'ma get money, get paper. Fucking in the league, bitches, can't save her. Remember when I needed niggas, they act disabled. Do you remember me, bitches, switch tables? I can't do no favors, no favors. I can't do no favors, no favors. I can't do no favors, no favors. No favors.
How you started out, man?
Basically, just really, it wasn't really planned for me to rap. That shit just happened. Yeah. So, it's basically like a hobby. Just freestyling with my cousin every day, and man, shit just turned into something I wanted to do.
So you were freestyling with your cousin, like y'all real tight?
Yeah, like we things happen when you get older, but you know, like he the one that really did with his dream. It just was something I did as a hobby, but shit, I just started doing it every day on the low. Nobody really knew I was rapping. And then shit, it just took off when a nigga got in like high school.
That's what's up. Hey, where you from, man?
I'm from Savannah.
Okay, then. That's what's up, man. For Savannah, man, like, how the country is, man?
Like, for Savannah, like, it's starting to get noticed. There ain't really no market. Like, I live in Atlanta. I just be back and forth. But we starting to get a little exposure now, but it ain't really a market for music, though.
Oh, yeah. So, like, man, I know it's, like, how it is, like, going to the A-Win, it's like, you know, a lot of people, you know, it's a lot of competition, and like, how you stay relevant, man? Like, how you know what I'm saying?
I really just stay relevant with my fan base is through the internet. That's how I really get my music out harder. Because, like, in Atlanta, like, I ain't really so much with like, competing, because I like that, you feel me? Because in your city, that's just like you playing basketball. You might be the rawest in high school. Middle school, but when you compete on another level, if you ain't up to par with these folks, then it might not be the thing for you, because you know so many people competing at a higher level. So that what I get a kick out with the music, like that really drives me. But as far as like getting it out, like my fan base online, and I got a lot of fan base. Like when I had a situation with Diggy Simmons not too long ago.
Oh man, talk about that, man.
The chick I know, she like look at me like I'm a little brother, and she was his manager at the time, and I got plugged into that. And then I almost had a situation with Atlantic around the time. A couple of labels was reaching out. The situation ain't really work, but some stuff I didn't really want to speak on ain't got nothing to do with me. But at the end of the day, I got a lot of big features out of it, got more exposure, so learned a lot. Ty Dolla $ign, I got singing with Gucci, man, Diggy Simmons, Ali Boy.
Yo, what's up, man? Man, how you came up with No Favor? That shit riding, man.
Basically, we was in the studio, and my partner, he was going through beats, and I heard the beat, and, you know, he rapped too, and he didn't really react to it, so shit, I just let him keep moving, and I went back to him later on and just went on the mic. Like, I don't write no more. I just freestyle. So that was the first thing that came to my mind, and I just went with it.
The video hot, too, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I like, damn, like, that's what I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, people with a passion with it and grinding, you know what I'm saying? That would keep me doing what I do, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I love to do, you feel me? Like, even if a nigga didn't make a dollar off, that's just my passion, really.
Yeah, I feel you. So, like, you independent, right?
Yeah, I'm independent. I'm up on an independent label, Hella Flow.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Like, who all in the camp, man? Just, you know what I'm saying?
We got the big homie, Screw. He the CEO. And, you know, we had Booger. Unfortunately, Booger got killed 2009. So I'm the last. And then we got MP. MP, he doing time in the bed right now. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm the one with this keeping the flag right now, just keeping it pushing.
You feel a lot of pressure?
No, I ain't never no pressure. It's just, that's really, I like pressure. You feel me? I like being under pressure. That shit just made me go on. Yeah, cause like it just to the point where a nigga want to master it, cause I got a story to tell as far as, you know what I'm saying, my situation. Like, there's a lot of shit I have been through, like, that's gonna make people relate to it, like, back to back. Like, I lost my mom at a liver castle. My partner Booger, I was telling you about, that was under the label, he got killed in a home invasion. My CEO, he just got out of the feds, he got indicted. So, you know, I ain't had no push since like 2012 from the label. I was just on my own doing my thing.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's determination, man.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got to come, man? Like, what you got to store?
Right now, we're working on in another video together, probably in like next 2 weeks, just trying to keep these visuals going. So these folks, you know what I'm saying? Like, they hear the music, but they still got to see that we really doing that. So
yeah,
keeping the visuals going. Got another mixtape coming towards the summer. Dame 3, that's like an installment I got out called Dope Ass Music Every Day. So that's getting a good response. And then I got the DJ Smalls interview dropping in DJ.
Oh, that's what's up. Working. Man, you working, man. That's what's up. I like that, man.
Appreciate it.
Man, I'm fucking with the movement, too, man.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, man, what's the craziest thing you seen on your grind, man?
Craziest thing I seen on my grind? People who change their perspective. Like, it might be people who say negative stuff about me, and then now, you know, like, they fans. That's always crazy to me.
Until they beat you or something like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. They get it, like, a lot of people get like, this perspective of me because of how arrogant I am when I rap, but I'm not that person in person, you feel me? Like, I'm humble. But shit, when I get on that mic, you're like, you know, whatever. My personal achievement, I see the best achievement I got was when I won the best local artist in my city. But as far as like a career achievement, probably the biggest thing is because I done did 5 major features with artists and I didn't have to pay a dime. You feel me? They just fuck with my music and just hopped on it.
Yeah, that's big right there, man.
Yeah, so that just made me feel good. Like, they heard my record and just, you know what I'm saying, just threw the verse on the, like, on the love. So that was probably the biggest thing I done accomplished.
So you say you got, what else you got to come?
Got a mixtape coming out. Got a new video dropping. Got the DJ Smalls interview. Got a couple of folks we talked to. I don't really want to speak on it right now, but it is a major move. We just working right now. Just trying to stay consistent. That's what I do. Like, I'm in the studio every day. Like, even if I ain't recording, just pushing the music out the blogs and just trying to get it, build my fan base.
So, like, man, before I wrap this up, man, like, tell everybody, man, where they can find you at or follow you at, shit like that.
You can follow me on Instagram at the Lil Homie, DALILHOMIE. Twitter at One Young Damon, YUNGDAMON. You can add me on Snapchat at HellaFlow9. And you can search the videos on WorldStar, YouTube. I'm on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, everywhere.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Hey, man, I appreciate the time, man. I know you're busy and shit, taking out the
appreciate
time.
Appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying? Anytime, man, you want to come back, you're welcome, man. Like, to get some shit off your chest, album release, mixtape release, anything, man. You're always welcome, cuz.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man. But, man, I'm going to holler at you, man, and stay up, man.
All right, appreciate it, Eve.
Subscribe now on Anchor FM, iTunes, and Pocket Cast.